For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reif. When I worked in downtown San Francisco, I was slogging home one day just as the last daylight was fading. Suddenly, a little nondescript tree next to the bus stop on 2nd and Mission burst into life. It wasn't a Road to Damascus moment. It was just bats, flying up out of the tree in a great, dark, moving mass. It was the kind of image that sticks, and recently I had the chance to learn more about bats. I caught up with writer and researcher Rachel Long as we stood outside Rod Shippey Hall at the Hopland Research and Extension Center. She's worked with bats for quite a while.
For almost 30 years, looking at bats and the value of pest control on farms. And I'm really, really pleased that I think that we're starting to change their image to one of, like, you know, loathing, where people don't like bats, to one of where we're really curious about bats and we like bats. And that really warms my heart to see that change because they are so beneficial.
So what's your area of research with bats?
I actually work as a farm advisor with the University of California, and my area of expertise is in pest control on farms. And so a lot of my work is in orchard crops like walnuts and almonds. And I look at the bat activity on farms, and then I look at the insect pests that they're feeding on. And what we found is actually bats are really important for helping to control pests in walnut orchards, and so we've got a value, you know, for each bat that's out there working for the farmer, that it's basically about $10 a bat per year in terms of pest control savings.
So have you found that work with bats is having a large effect on decreasing pesticide use, or has there been any change in the past generation or so as a result of working with bats?
So I don't think anybody has yet measured that everybody, I think there's a lot of interest in that, but certainly every pest that the bat feeds on is one less that the farmer has to worry about.
So let's meet some bats. Inside the building, I found Corky Quirk, an animal rescue worker who had brought some live bats to the event.
So the bats that are in the show box here are big brown bats, and they're a really common bat. They eat a lot of beetles. They also eat moths. So I think of them as protectors of the forest and of our crops. Because of injuries, they were not able to be released back into the wild. So I am able to use them to show people.
So these guys are actually not very big. Can you tell me why they're called big brown bats?
You should see the little brown bat.
So what are the most common bats that we have here in Mendocino County?
We're going to have big brown bats. We're going to have Yuma bat, California bat, Mexican free-tailed bat. There's a variety. There should be about a dozen different species.
So what should a person do if they encounter an injured bat and they want to help, but they're concerned about their safety or their kids or their pets?
So if you see a bat on the ground, it may or may not be sick, but you can't tell by looking at it. Rabies is passed through saliva. So as long as you're not handling it bare-skinned, you're not exposing yourself.
So if I put on a pair of thick leather gardening gloves and pick it up gently, I should be safe?
Yeah, or you could also use a dustpan with a box or a stick to gently nudge it. They don't attack us. They don't fly at us. So encouraging them to move is not putting yourself at risk for them to, you know, fly in your hair or something of that sort.
Quirk gave a presentation later in the evening. One of the highlights was watching a big brown bat eat a mealworm as Quirk displayed the animal's wingspan and a membrane around its tail, which Quirk called a catcher's mitt. Sometimes, after zeroing in on an insect, a bat will close its wings and tail membrane around the bug, using its entire body as a net.
I'm going to use a little movie camera here to make the bats look big. Oh, now she's awake. Yes, you are. Slow down, honey. Slow down. I think maybe a treat is in order here. I bring mealworms. And, yep, there she goes. She's like, yum, that's good. When big brown bats live where it's cool in the winter, they sleep a lot. They go in and out of what we call torpor. But when big brown bats live where it snows, then they hibernate. They can hibernate for 6 months if they need to.
To me, the bat's thumbprint-sized face looks like a really serious Boston Terrier. Kind of adorable, but you can't help but notice how sharp and effective those teeth are. Quirk did have to reassure some of the younger members of the audience about the bat's feeding habits.
They're just eating the bugs. Oh, but you know what? Sometimes people worry about ladybugs and butterflies. Why would a bat not eat ladybugs and butterflies?
Because they fly. Because when is a ladybug awake, day or night?
Day.
When is a butterfly awake, day or night?
Day.
When's a bat awake?
Night.
When's a moth awake?
Night.
Got it.
Long, too, gears some of her writing about bats towards a younger audience. She's written a trilogy of books called the Black Rock Desert Trilogy, about a very special crime-solving duo.
It's about a little boy that falls in a cave, and he doesn't know who or where he is, but there's a little bat in the cave, a little pallid bat, and she rescues him and brings him to safety. And then they team up to fight some poachers, some hunters that are basically stealing animals from the mountain range and sending them to zoos around the world. So they have to capture these men that are basically stealing animals and sending them to zoos around the world. And she's really clever because she can see at night, and so she can do the reconnaissance and go in and find out where they are and sneak around. And so that's my story. I used to just tell these stories to my son when he was a little kid, and so that's how I started the whole series, and now he's 20. So
I have a little song for the young and the young at heart. You can sing if you'd like.
Echo, 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 echo location. I find my prey, I find my way. Echo location.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reich.